18 to 24-year-olds make up 10% of the U.S. population, but they are 21% of people admitted into prison every year. Bill Moore was 24 when he fired the bullets that would kill one teenager and injure another. Guns in America's Ryan Lindsay spoke with Moore's mother, Tanisha Lee.
Tanisha Lee saw Hartford as a risky place for her son, Bill Moore.
I moved to Bristol to take him away, to keep him safe, to keep him from hanging in the streets out there. But no matter what I did, he always found his way back to Hartford.
When Bill was 18, he was diagnosed with psychotic, paranoid schizophrenia. She says he started to cover the mirrors in his room with blankets because he said people would try to talk to him through the mirrors. As Bill's gotten older, things haven't gotten better. And Tanisha said his friends began to bully him.
It's like that just gave them permission to try to make a fool out of him whenever they seemed possible, which was not cool at all because, like I said, my son always been about his friends. He always cared about them.
Months before Bill was arrested for fatally shooting Carlonzo Taylor and wounding James Harris, guys Bill considered his friends robbed him. Eventually, he decided he wanted revenge. But Bill didn't know Carlonzo or James.
I never in my life expected for my son to go to jail for murder. Never in a million years. He wasn't that type of a person. I never imagined that, and I didn't see that coming at all. It shocked me.
Black men who are 18 to 24 years old are 7 to 9 times more likely to end up in prison than white men of the same age. Bill has been incarcerated since the December 2018 shooting. Juan Gomez says society often demonizes black boys and men, but he sees things differently.
Not only does the victim still need healing and closure and repair and reconciliation and support and hope, but this brother and this family also need that. And we can't continue to throw away or put away our young people into a system where we know that they still are developing and exploring their identity.
Gomez is the executive director of MILPA, a nonprofit that works with formerly incarcerated people. Gomez himself entered the prison system at a young age.
These young men who end up in the system and in prison have been in the school to prison pipeline, right? They have already had, not even in their existence, oftentimes in their family's history, a whole trajectory of oftentimes of incarceration, of systemic racism, exposure to it, chronic adversity, poverty.
Before Bill was arrested, he was having trouble getting hired because he has the same name as his father, who's also been incarcerated. Bill's mother, Tanisha, has cancer, lupus, and kidney failure. She says her son would help out as much as possible.
He was helping me. You know, he always helped me. He helped me pay bills, things like that. He just did a lot. He just did what any normal kid would do for their mom. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I needed him to do, he would do with no problem.
Bill could stay incarcerated for decades.
I probably won't even be here when he get out. And that's the part that scares me the most, because I don't know what he's going to do when he come home and there's nobody here for him. You know, because I'm the only real person that he got, you know? And I'm the only real person that Bill really, really trusts.
With her illnesses and COVID-19, it's difficult for Tanisha to visit her son in jail. She says Bill calls her every day.
He was like, Ma, I ain't want that to happen to him, you know? He was like, and he tell me all the time, I'm sorry about what I did. I wish I would have just listened to you and just stayed home. I wish I would have listened. He say that every day. He can't change it. We can't change it.
Bill was charged with murder, first-degree assault, and criminal possession of a firearm. He pleaded not guilty to those charges. Tanisha says her son isn't a beast or a bad guy. He was a victim first. For Guns and America, I'm Ryan Lindsay.